a big day for Facebook stock. The first chance for many insiders in Facebook to sell their stocks. And that's among the reasons why it hasn't been very good news for the price of Facebook stock.
Rob Cox joins us now. He's Breaking Views editor at Reuters. Thanks for being here, Rob.
My pleasure.
I was going to say, what's gone wrong with Facebook stock today? But gosh, I mean, what's been going wrong with Facebook stock from the beginning?
Well, from the beginning, in fact, if you had read, or anyone had read the prospectus that they had put out ahead of the IPO, which is the giant dump of data and information that all companies that are going public have to give investors, all this stuff would have been pretty apparent. I mean, it should have been obvious in a sense. All these red flags that are sort of flapping in the wind were there from the beginning. So you can start with, you know, today the news is that 271 million shares held by early investors and executives are up for grabs or can be sold. But all the other issues, whether it's the valuation of the company, the business model, particularly how it handles the switch by all of us to using our mobile devices from our computers, and the governance questions around the company, the way that Mark Zuckerberg controls it, these have all been out there from the get-go. It's sort of the biggest disappointment that's not surprising whatsoever to me in capital markets that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the stock is ranging between $19 and $20 a share. Is it worth that much even at this level, or does it still have farther to fall?
It probably has a fair bit further to fall. I mean, first of all, remember today 271 million shares are up or could be sold or out of the lockup, as it's called in Wall Street. There are 1.22 billion shares in options which are coming in November. So there's this huge, what everyone in the markets calls an overhang of stock that's going to come out there. But then there's just the question about the fundamental valuation of the company. And if you believe that this company was going to grow anything like Google did in its early days, you know, when it went public 7 years ago, then fine. You could make a case for owning the stock at 20. You can make a case for owning it maybe at 30. But they are not growing anywhere near that rate. I mean, if you look at their last quarter's results, they were growing. They're actually, the growth is plateauing. They are not anywhere near on the growth trajectory of a Google back in the day. And you still have these other problems I mentioned, like the way that Mark Zuckerberg controls the company using A and B shares. A shares have all these extra voting rights, which is sort of like what you'd find at, you know, Rupert Murdoch companies.
You know, it's really interesting because some of these tech companies, the big ones that there was so much buzz about, aren't living up to what they were billed as, like Groupon.
Right. Well, I mean, as I think it was Public Enemy once said, don't believe the hype. And I think that applies certainly in investing. There's great promise. These are great companies. I mean, don't get me wrong. Facebook's a fabulous innovation. It's a huge cultural innovation, and it does make money, and advertising is going to gravitate to Facebook. Likewise, people are going to no longer play game consoles and at home on their Xboxes when they can play them on their handhelds. But it's a question of dimensions. Just how big an opportunity is it? And remember, in all these cases, the profitability is quite different. I mean, a big ad in the New York Times or in a newspaper or magazine still commands a much higher CPM, as it were, than a little ad in Facebook that nobody seems to click on.
All right. Rob, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Rob Cox is the Breaking Views editor for Reuters.